So, would you please tell the jury your name?
Annika Spender.
And, do you really think, Miss Spalder, is this kind of action really suitable in a democratic society?
Yeah, I think they are necessary in a democratic society because we need to challenge laws that are not protecting people or protecting society and instead are threatening the lives of people. And this is actually confirmed also in the laws, like the Nuremberg Principles and from the Tokyo Tribunal, where it's been put down and stated that we as ordinary citizens, ordinary people, we need to intervene if our governments or the authorities are preparing for crimes of war or crimes against the peace, and as in this case the British government is doing.
But come now, Miss Spalder, really, this action was just about attracting publicity, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. What we wanted to do that night was to prevent this submarine from rolling out into the sea and going up to Scotland to get the nuclear weapons, because we knew then that it was going out on patrol out into the seas and actually threatening other people with these weapons. So it was not about publicity. Of course, people need to, in a democratic society, we need to spread information about what's happening. People need to know what is going on, but I think maybe that can be accomplished in better ways by people talking to each other and having meetings. And so I don't think really the media is an important part of what this is about.
And is it true that your real aim is to encourage other people to do this?
We also want to encourage other people, as long as the British government itself doesn't take this responsibility of following the international law. They have actually signed treaties saying that they will do it, and they're not doing it. So what we're trying to do is making them uphold international law. And as long as they're not doing that, we have to take that responsibility. But since we are only three of us here, we need to be... Yes, we want to encourage other people to also take on this work. I mean, there are three more submarines out there.
Do you really believe that you are entitled to enforce your views, your ideas on others by damaging property belonging to other people?
Well, as I said, this is not only my view, so this is something stated in international law and also a moral issue shared by many people. I also think it's not about damaging property, it's about disarming weapons of mass destruction that are threatening people's lives. And so I see it as an act of trying to save lives and not destroying or damaging anything. And the property, I don't know, this kind of property only have one purpose, and that is to kill people. So I think that kind of property shouldn't exist at all.
That will be all, Miss Spalder. You may step down now.